Next patient is Maria Russell. R-U-S-S-E-L-L. Russell. Maria, M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 1/31/54. Maria Russell, date 1/31/54, age 69. And date of visit was 12/26/23. Please make a copy for Dr. David Heise, H-E-I-S-E, Heise David, D-A-V-I-D. Next paragraph, dear David, thank you for sending Maria Russell for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of the illness. This is a 69-year-old female who has been experiencing persistent cough for 8 months, has been treated for bronchitis, and recently went to the emergency room where a chest x-ray was done on 12/13/23, which showed no acute infiltrates. The patient was given nebulized bronchodilators and was discharged. And she states her cough has improved. She denies chest pains. She has no emoptysis, fevers, chills. And she does not bring up much sputum. And she denies leg or calf muscle pains, but has some joint pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for cholecystectomy and a partial thyroidectomy for a thyroid nodule. She also had a DNC and tubal ligation in the past. She has history of hypertension for more than 15 years and diabetes mellitus controlled with meds. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history for allergies. There is no significant drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient denies smoking, but was exposed to secondhand smoke from her parents for more than 15 years. Alcohol use moderate weekly. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of COPD. Mother also died of cancer. And COPD. Next paragraph. Med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Let's see, donepezil 5 milligrams, such as Farxiga 5 milligrams daily, gabapentin 100 milligrams TID, glipizide 5 milligrams PID, Lantus insulin 200 units daily, levothyroxine 200 micrograms daily, and metformin 500 milligrams BID, rosuvastatin 10 milligrams HS, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, sertraline 100 milligrams daily, and tramadol 50 milligrams PRN, verapamil 120 milligrams a day. Next, thank you. system review, the patient has fatigue and has had some weight loss. I'm sorry, had some weight gain. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has no vertigo or hoarseness. The nice urinary frequency or flank pains. She has hay fever and wheezing and coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn or diarrhea. She denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains and no leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety and denies easy bruising or enlarged glands. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no headache but has numbness in her feet and memory loss. And she has no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There is no sign of this icterus clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 132/70, pulse 76, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 236, saturation 95. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions, and there are wheezes scattered in the upper chest with occasional basal crackles. Heart, the arthrums are regular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. No organomegaly. And and no tenderness. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are brisk with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next, paragraph impression number one. Chronic cough with reactive airways disease. Number two is chronic bronchitis. Number three is hypertension. Number four, diabetes mellitus. And next paragraph, plan the patient. I have peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and CT of the chest without contrast. She will continue using albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. She also will get a copy of her recent lab work and come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. She states her cough is better and she could use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN for shortness of breath. I'll see her for follow-up in 1 month. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for David Heise, H-E-I-S-E, Heise, M-D. Thank you.